The following is Commissioner Joe Vigliotti with his 2025 State of the County Address.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to the Chamber and to the Arts Center for this morning. And while I may be a writer, my language is certainly not as colorful as Commissioner Kyler's can sometimes be. So as we stand just beyond the threshold of a new year, we reflect on time. What is time? Is it, as Aristotle thought, the measurement of movement? Do we count time in days, weeks, and years, as Julius Caesar might have it when he reformed the calendar? Or, as St. Augustine believed, does time not actually exist, especially when it comes to God? Or do we consider time in other ways, such as history and change? Things change every day. The weather, the clothes we wear, the books we read, the events in the world around us. But for all of these changes, we are reminded of other things as well. Midway through our terms and over the past 2 years, our county has seen both positive and unexpected changes, but it has also seen renewed efforts to preserve those things that matter, those things which make us who we are, those things which transcend time and change and are shared and inherited between one generation and the next. We find those things: love of God, family, rights and liberty, wisdom, community, common sense, and belonging, perhaps best gathered together under one single familiar value, and that is home. Though Carroll County faces serious challenges in the coming year, the state of the county, of our home, is strong. That is because the relationships we have continued to build, strengthen, and grow have become more important than ever as we strive to protect all we love against changes that would only undermine them. At a time when state positions have changed and softened on drugs and other crimes, the commissioners have reinforced the county's stance against illegal practices by bolstering support for our sheriff and our state's attorney. We've ensured participation in the Maryland Criminal Intelligence Network. We've expressed opposition to a free needle distribution program here in the county. We've increased support for drug prosecutions through the Major Offenders Unit. And we've agreed to match a federal grant through the Violence Against Women Act, allowing for continued domestic violence prosecutions and protection of the vulnerable. Since the summer, Carroll County has faced another threat unlike any in its history, and that is the MPRP, the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, power lines that would gouge a scar across our home. 476 acres of farmland, 125 acres of forest, 17 acres of wetlands, and 156 properties have been targeted for evisceration by a New Jersey company to provide Virginia with power from Pennsylvania while using Maryland as a sacrificial throughway. The MPRP now hinges on approval from the PSC, the Maryland Public Service Commission, to begin. The county commissioners, however, remain as committed against the power lines as we did at the start, and our opposition will continue without fail. We have built alliances with Frederick and Baltimore counties. We've enlisted congressmen, senators, and others in our fight. We have coordinated with state delegates, state senators, and citizens groups. We have formally resolved opposition to the MPRP. We have pre-filed letters of opposition with the PSC. We are now preparing for intervention at the PSC. We have invoked the federal coordination process with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission against the MPRP, and we are exploring a number of legal and local options to delay or halt the project. Simply, we stand with our citizens and we stand with home. All of these changes are not what we would have chosen for ourselves, but still we are confronted by their looming specter. As our namesake, Charles Carroll, would remind us from the past, just because something has happened before or has been decided somewhere else doesn't make it right in the present time in this place. We may not win every fight, but that doesn't mean the fight isn't worth taking on. After all, home is everything we are, and home is worth the trial. In that trial, we must remember that there is no end to history, no matter how we might consider time. There is only the history that we forge each day, in every moment, through our choices. Each one of us has a part in what becomes, through time, a shimmering thread woven by God, touched by sunlight and by starlight, one in which our lives are interwoven and in which we find our home. May God always bless you. May God always bless Carroll County. Thank you.